Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, as we've worked our way through the Gospel of Luke, we've seen Jesus do some remarkable things. He's done miraculous works, taught incredible lessons, shown beautiful compassion to those who were considered lesser, and he's shown great wisdom and courage in standing up to those considered greater. All the while, we must remember this is the Son of God. He's on a mission, and in Luke 22, we see things are coming to a boiling point. But in verses 39 through 46, we read of Jesus, the powerful King of Kings and Lord of Lords, doing what other kings would not do, bowing in submission. And so let's go ahead and read verses 39 through 46. That's Luke 22, verses 39 through 46. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven strengthening him, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Prior to the event of the cross, the scourging, or even the trials, Jesus was in agony. It's here that we can perhaps more clearly see Jesus the man. As a man, this was a terrible load to bear, and as a man, he pleads with the Father to relieve him of this burden of going to the cross. In Matthew's account, we read that Jesus prayed three times, and in between the prayers, he found his disciples sleeping. They didn't quite get it, but he did. In fact, his agony was so great that Luke said that his sweat became like drops of blood, like great drops of blood. Some have attributed a scientific term to what was going on, but we can just suffice it to say that this was a high-stress situation. But yet, it's what Jesus prayed that humbles me and hopefully humbles you as well. For all the agony that he was enduring and knew that he was about to endure, he had the humility to put his cares before the Father, and while he made his petition, he also desired for the Father's will to be done over his own. "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." We'll quickly see in the next section that the Father's answer was no. Jesus would go through with this agonizing ordeal, suffering in every way that you can imagine, and he was willing to do it because he knew it was the Father's will. What love and humility and strength that we can learn of from the Savior before he ever even went to the cross. And what a lesson we should always keep before us. God's will must always go before mine. If Jesus could pray that and go to the cross for us, we should be able to pray that because he went to the cross for us. It is because of God's will, the Father's will, that we have the opportunity today to submit to him in love and devotion. And so may we praise God for that and thank Jesus for all that he was willing to do and willing to suffer for our sake. Thanks for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.